See, I can't think of things like that.
Can you explain for me what the difference is between a hog and a pig?
Yeah, hog is a big hog, and a pig is a baby pig, is a baby hog.
Okay.
You know.
There's
the
cute little
bit. Yeah, they are.
What's a shoat?
A shoat, yeah. Whenever it gets on up, maybe 3 or 4 months old, on up halfway between a pig and a hog, it's a shoat. Mm-hmm.
And what about a young female hog that's never been bred?
Gilt.
Gilt.
Yeah, well, gilt.
So
we don't know that. Granddad's talking about that. That's
when
she raises hogs.
And now, what about the hairs, and stiff hairs on a hog?
That's back. Bristles.
And the big teeth of male hogs.
That's a tushes.
Yeah.
What are those V-shaped things you feed hogs in?
Troughs. Hog troughs.
Wait, isn't that back in there, Benny?
And just one of them?
Well, you have lots of troughs. You can have, according to me.
If you're going to say you just had one of them, and say you had one.
One trough. Trough.
Then you got a, what do you call those wild hogs, you find out in the swamp? Don't belong to nobody.
We just call them wild hogs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's still a bunch of them around. Yeah, a lot of people like to go.
Yeah.
Hunt wild hogs. Mm-hmm.
What about, what do you call working on there?
Offering.
Is that what y'all call it?
Offering.
Daddy always just said working on
it. Yeah, it's offering.
Okay. What would you call the noise a calf made if you take it away from its mama?
The noise of a calf?
If you took it away from its mama.
It says back.
Blatant,
yeah, you know, that's right, blatant. Blatant for its mom.
Yeah.
You know, feeding a cow and she makes sort of a quiet noise, you know.
Uh-huh.
Like she's
moo.
Moo.
Don't let it be animated, moo.
I don't know. And a noise that a horse makes, what do you call that?
Whickering.
That's right. I ain't heard that in a long time.
Yeah.
Whickering.
Yeah,
I remember Grandma Tanner talking about
that. Yeah. Whickering. Yeah. You go out to feed up all the animals, and you know, you'd say you're going out to feed the, what, to describe all of them?
The stock.
Yeah, the stock.
The,
now they call it the livestock, but it's the stock. That's
the
right.
Stock.
The stock. If you're going to feed things like chickens and turkeys and geese and things like that, what do you call all of them?
Together now? What would we call them?
Flock.
That'd be all right. The flock. Flock. They're all flocks, you know.
Chickens.
Well, we already said we're going to eat chickens.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cleaned all of them.
The flock.
What about fowls? You ever call them fowls?
Fowls. Fowls would be good, too, you know. Fowls. Yeah, they're called fowls.
What do you call old hens sitting on a nest for eggs or hatching?
Old setting hen.
A place where chickens live.
Uh-huh. Chicken house.
Chicken house.
Or you could call it something else. But I don't really.
What y'all used to call it?
We also just call it the chicken house. Mm-hmm. That's where they, just them that lived in it, you know.
Well, what about an old thing used to make, you know, you got
to
put up an old thing that you used to make, put an old chicken in to fatten her up to kill her.
Chicken pen.
Chicken pen.
Yeah, just call it. Cub.
Chicken
cub.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember that word. Chicken cub.
Yeah. That's
all
it is. Well, I did. That'd be a cub,
you know. Cub.
Yeah. Same build out the backer sticks.
Yeah, I've made the many of one. I mean, put more setting hen in them, or hen bitties, you know.
When you eat chickens, the thing, you know, to chill and all the way through the heart.
Oh, it's a pulley bone.